Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and it is 7:06 in the morning. It is the 15th of June. How did it get to be the 15th of June? I know the 14th was yesterday, and tomorrow's the 16th. Has this year been running by? And maybe if we took a nap now and then, it wouldn't be as fast. And speaking of naps, here he is at the switch. Bad Bob.
Fair weather, soft top Jeep, enough said.
There you go. Well, you know, today, and Linda's going to be touching on that one. And speaking of touching, here she is.
Good morning. In case you're wondering about the weather today, it's currently 69. Going to be high today of 84. And, last night there was just lots of things that went on. Of course, you crossed the bridge. How'd that go?
Well, It was really good. You know, of course, Patrick Jones.
Tell our listeners really what it was all about. Besides, it was Flag Day.
Well, you know, as I was saying, the Patrick Jones had said for years he was never going to cross the bridge, never walk across the Sundial Bridge. Thought that it was a waste of taxpayers' money. Well, during the tax day protest, he rode across the river instead of walking. Well, Missy MacArthur, our vice mayor, said, you know, why don't you cross over, use that as a fundraiser? And Patrick thought about it, and he thought, you know, that's right. So he chose the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum to use this time to walk across the bridge and use that as a fundraiser. And that's what we did last night. The mayor was there, vice mayor was there, Rob Burrows, of course, many veterans, Patriot Guard riders, many other veterans, you know, some of the Tea Party, some not. Just some people just came out, they were interested. Chris McCandless was there to sing after he got to the other side. And there's a few people that talked about veterans and why having this museum is just so important. And it is. When we look at our World War II veterans, they're leaving us, and they're leaving us at a quick rate. And this is one of the things that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Museum will give us is a remembrance of those times past, of those veterans past, of the events that have passed, and dating all the way back through the Civil War, and maybe even further on some of the artifacts that Rob Burrows has collected. And in conjunction with this, tonight the City Council is going to decide tonight whether to donate 15 acres of land out there at the airport to the museum. And I think that they should. I think they will. I think the council has indicated that they will vote to do that. It's 15 acres. It's not being used by anybody. But I would like, if you have an interest in this, if you're a veteran, you have an interest in this, you may want to show up down at the City Council Chambers tonight at 6 p.m. There's going to be many more things going on at the chamber. This is a big night there. They're going to be talking about hotels at Turtle Bay. They're going to be talking about a number of things, Salt Creek Division. Is it Salt Creek Run? Salt Creek Subdivision. They're going to be talking about that there. Whether they should put them out there. But this is a big thing. This 15 acres, which isn't being used, could be a big event for Redding and the North State. The plans for this museum are just beautiful, and taxpayers' money is not being used. That land had been donated to the city of Redding back right after World War II by the government. So it's kind of like it's returning back to the veterans and those that fought in that war and any other war since then. And preceding that, we've got to take a quick break. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
The Shasta Center is introducing a new way to shop. It's the Summer of Savings Days happening now through September. The best in services and vendors have teamed together to make this the best summer ever. Mondays will start off with an opportunity to make a difference by donating blood and receiving a discount pass and special offers to be used at the Shasta Center. Tuesday is Sidewalk Savings Tuesdays. The Shasta Center vendors will be rolling out savings for your summer shopping, and all can enjoy the new and improved Farmers Market. Wednesdays, all stores will be offering 10 to 20% discounts to those 55 plus for Senior Savings Wednesdays. Thursdays, you can get your car washed by a local charity or youth group and receive a discount pass and special offers to be used for Wash While You Shop Thursdays. Then it's Retail Therapy for Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays. See what the summer holds in store for you at the Shasta Center, an eclectic mix of stores, services, and restaurants. Located on Churn Creek Road in Redding, something is always happening at the Shasta Center.
You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 10th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 19th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, your community utility.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremer for Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Hello. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott at 7:13 in the morning, and good morning. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We have some guests will be rolling in here at 7:38. We want to be talking about a number of things over this week, a number of topics. With local businesses, things that are going on locally, and of course, statewide and then nationally.
Can I talk?
I was just getting ready to say, Linda.
Thank you. I want to hear from you. 605-4567. I'm feeling my world a little rocked. And why is that? Because I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it. Of course, I listen to we watch a little bit of what's happening on some of the channels, news channels, first thing when we wake up in the morning, just kind of hear what's going on. I'm reading it. I got an email. Gangs. Gang activity in Reading. Front page of the local section, third shooting linked to gangs. Every day now I don't remember hearing the word gang repeatedly 2 months ago. If it was 2 months ago, we were so busy with, opening of the station and all that stuff. But no, I think it's every day. They're saying they're turf. They use the word turf wars. Peter Hansen was on a few days ago. Daily, it's in the news. Now, I remember when living in Los Angeles, that was, kind of murder and the gangs and drive-by shootings. I mean, this is what you heard for 5 minutes, and then we went into some personal story. But I did receive an email and you know, that said, three gang-related shootings in a week, the latest early Monday morning, just within earshot of us west of Reading. And then, of course, he asked, how did Patrick's first foray across the Sundial Bridge go? Well, so we covered that. But the thing about the gangs is that we always try to find a solution. And the reason I'm going, because that's how I feel inside. What's going to be the solution if we're cutting our officers and we don't really have a gang force retaliation team in place, or a very small one, and all of a sudden it's like locusts in sucking up our territory? What do we do about that? Our land, our North State, our beautiful Reading. Where are we going to go? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, we need to find out from the police. And the one thing we don't need to do is think that it's an insurmountable battle. I mean, we're talking about, right now, it looks like two gangs, Nortinos and Serenos, formed out of a prison situation back in 1968. The Nortinos are affiliated with the Nostra Familia and are part of a coalition of traditionally Latin gangs. Their colors are usually red. And the Serenos are southern gangs affiliated with the Mexican Mafia, began in 1968 in prison. Gangs were North or Southern, the Northerners or Southerners, depending on a place born, and the delineation line looks like was Delano, California. On these three shootings, though, let's talk about them. One, let's just say what it was. We had a gang member, a suspected gang member, who was holding a pistol in the back seat of a car. It went off, and it shot the young lady, unfortunately. Looks like she lost her spleen, kidney, and may have a paralysis problem. The other two were typical gang-like shootings. They picked up the one young man who was allegedly at a gang affiliation, a gang membership meeting. Put him in a car, took him out. He jumps out of the car. They shoot at him a couple of times. He gets hit in the wallet. And I guess there was a coin in the wallet which saved him from being injured. And somebody wrote, said they'll probably wear it on a gaudy necklace around his neck the rest of his life. And the other one was a drive-by shooting, but it appeared the two men jumped the one that they did the drive-by shooting at an earlier convenience store, and for no apparent reason beat him up and tried to beat him up and then shot at him later. I don't know if no apparent reason really exists in this, but Linda's absolutely right. Here we are in Reading. At one time, I guess, back 15 years ago, Bob, you were here.
Yes. In the 90s, there was an upswing in gang activity, and that is when then Police Chief Blankenship helped institute these SAGE programs, Shasta Anti-Gang Enforcement, multi-agency, clamped down very, very hard, made huge inroads. And basically, we've been trying to hold back this tide for the last decade and a half, and it's crept up here and crept up here, and it's overwhelming the dike, if you will. And as a community, we need to stand up and say enough. You see graffiti, call it in. There's a graffiti eradication unit. If you see activity, call it in. That's the only thing we can do, is continue to make a stand and be brave.
Well, here's the thing. It's not panic. Let's, we're being overrun. Oh, the dam's bursting. Oh,
no, panic, you're right.
You don't need to do that. What we need to do is come up with a plan. Now, the thing is that it was defeated before. You need to get a hold of this before it goes any further. So how do you do that? What's the plan? What's the city have as a plan? What does the police have as a plan? What do the sheriff's department have as a plan? Just to throw out there, we don't have enough people or money. Let's
Carl, I'm not saying panic.
Well,
I'm saying pay attention. I'm saying that if we close our eyes and snooze over this.
Nobody said that.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying the word panic. I'm saying for all of us to really pay attention, because all the signs are there. It's happening. It's every day now. It's not something that's going to go away. It's going to get worse. So we've got to really find something quickly.
Well, it's not every day. And, you know, and that's just what I'm talking about. People exaggerate and they go, oh, it's happening every day. Oh, my gosh, all these things are happening. I'm saying is that, yes, the problem is back. And, yes, we need to do something about it. But the sheriffs and the police department need to have a plan. Okay, we may not have the time. You know, we may need more people. Maybe this is something that says, hey, look, we're having this problem. We're going to need to do these things to it. City council's got to be open to that. I think the people will be open to it, but it's got to be a well-thought-out plan and not just something that, you know, it's a willy-nilly plan. It doesn't work that way. If we're having a gang problem, we need to face it like we did in the early 90s.
I don't know. What do you think? 605-4567. We're taking your calls. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original, never needs any introduction, Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Riverfront Playhouse presents the must-see family comedy of the season, Pat Cook's Every Little Crook and Nanny. In the spirit of Frank Capra, this tale of a bank heist and three retired nannies has all the classic comedy twists and surprises fit for any audience. Jonessa Britton, who directed the 2009 ARPY Award-winning Best Play of the Year, Steel Magnolias, works her magic again in this hilarious comedy. Don't miss Every Little Crook and Nanny, May 22nd through June 19th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets on sale at the Graphic Emporium, 1525 Pine Street, Reading.
Hey, listen, looking for a no-nonsense perspective on politics and culture in America? Then listen to the Alana Burke Show on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and streaming live via the Internet. The Alana Burke Show, not politically correct, not afraid to tackle the hard issues, a show where your voice can make a difference. If you're a business owner, visit the Reading Business Connection. You'll find a professional meeting venue, video conferencing. They're your local gateway to the global marketplace. Reading Business Connection. Call them at 223-4561.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here at KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Yeah, you know what? We have strong feelings about this gang situation. You know, my bottom line on anything is this. Let's take a look at the situation. Let's look and see, well, you know, just how bad the situation is. Well, I don't think we know. I don't think we know how bad it is. We are starting to have shootings on the street. That's very tragic, and that can be a real indicator. But I have, you know, we need to get somebody from the police department in and the sheriff's department to talk about gangs, to talk about how bad it is. And, you know, there's other things, too, is that many of the prosecutions, many of the way things are driven are through grants. And is there money out there to fight gangs with grants?
How about tomatoes?
Well, you can fight them with tomatoes, too. You know, in fact, it's a lot less, honey. It's a lot less deadly if you fight them with tomatoes.
How about heirloom tomatoes, the big old honking ones? I was getting so excited about. You know, we get into this. It's dark and it can get heavy, but
Bob's over here writing things. Gangs and insurgents, aren't any of them part of Hamas?
Is there any parallels in how you deal with it?
Yeah, there's parallels in how you deal with gangs.
We're gonna have the worm guy on, you know, Ken Wiranius. We've got to bring him on. It just made me think about it because I had my fingers deep in the soil yesterday, and it's so funny because I was reading articles today on tomatoes. We have a big tree that we think we may be losing, and so we need to find our tree doctor. And you know, this is life. Here's life. As you get in your car today and you're driving to work, it's life. We have to, you know, pay our bills. In the meantime, we try to make our lives something that we, you know, enjoy. We create our lives. We actually create Some would say that it's an illusion. You know, are you happy today? You create it when you wake up. Like, what kind of day am I going to have today? And if you come out, a plant is dead. Well, you know, you replant it. So I think that's basically when we start our day and we start, you know, we are covering news stories. We're covering things. And we're also talking about coming up in, after the half hour after Fox, we're going to talk about a business. Another couple who have started a business together and what it's like to grow the business, to have had the great opportunity of to be able to living here in Reading and doing business.
Well, you know, we love living in Reading. You know, there's going to be anomalies to it. There's going to be parts that we don't enjoy, but what we really enjoy is the people of Reading and the businesses here. We've just been having a great time meeting people, and that's been one of the most positive aspects of being on the radio is meeting all the great people here in Reading. I have found, though, on day 56, maybe it's day 58, who can keep track of the Gulf oil disaster? I think I have found a way to solve the problem. I know all the best minds in the world. Well, no, not all the best minds. They didn't, you know, they kind of left out the ones in the studio here. But the best minds in the world are figuring out how to fix the oil disaster. What do we do? How do we stop it? I have your answer. Nigeria. No, not the Nigeria that sends you these emails saying that they have millions of dollars in an account, and would you just please send them $1,500 and they will give you the access to $12 million. Not those Nigerians. What it seems to be is that Nigerians are using all just the tools that they have to funnel polluted water, polluted with oil, into their boats, and then they drain it off and they sell it on the black market. So what we need is 10,000 Nigerians with small boats in the Gulf and tell them all the oil that they can funnel off there, they can sell openly. Now think about that. If they're doing this and making livings on it by taking it and stealing it off the water and in the water, just think of everything that they can make if we brought enough of them out into the Gulf. At least it's a plan, more so than I've heard from others. And now we're having I think tonight is President Obama's address to the nation, where he tells us all the things that go on, that have gone on, and that will go on with the BP disaster. And one of the things we do have to, you know, keep reminding people is, yes, it was BP that did it. President Obama had nothing to do with it. Maybe parts of his regulatory people could have been better. It looks like it appears to be that's what's going on. It appears that there were mistakes made. However, what we're all looking at is what's happened since that disaster. Why did it take 10 days for the United States to kick into it? Why did it take 10 days, 12 days before the president went down there? And then, even after that, after all of the consternation of everybody, of everything that was going on, it still was like he wasn't engaged. We were still letting BP be in charge. And now we're in the process of vilifying BP and making sure that its stock right now has dropped it to 40, you know, has dropped 40%. It may be dropping lower. And what's that mean? Does that mean BP could then go bankrupt, declare bankruptcy over this? And if that happens, what happens to all of the innocent people that have millions of dollars invested in BP? BP's made a huge mistake here, but do we want to destroy the company? Do we want to, you know how it's big in Washington, D.C., is how you shift blame. So because Obama's administration did not do the right things, the shifting of blame to BP, it's the sixth law of thermodynamics. Heat on you is heat off me. So I think there's plenty. I think that BP could have maybe not prevented this, but could have done a lot of things to mitigate it. I think the United States government could have done a million things to mitigate it after it happened.
Fresh headline that Obama is poised to seize the handling of the oil spill damage claims.
Oh. Does that mean more tax dollars here going out? What about the ways to stop the oil spill? What about the ways to mitigate it before it comes into land? Why weren't they done? Why didn't the government give Louisiana the tools it needed?
We're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bond here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The White House says if BP doesn't set up an independent entity to handle damage claims in the Gulf, the government will take over that task. It may be a sign of tameflation. U.S. import prices see the biggest decline in nearly a year, down 0.6% as petroleum costs plunge. BlackBerry wants to take a bite out of Apple. Smartphone maker RIM is testing a touchscreen device with a pull-out keyboard. The Wall Street Journal reports the company is also developing a tablet to compete with the iPad. Best Buy did not have the best quarter. Net income up by 1%. That was lower than expected. The company sold more TVs, but at lower prices. Sales of games, music, and movies were down. Spirit passengers are out of luck. The airline's pilots are striking at least through Thursday, with more contract talks set for today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
The healthcare industry is the fastest growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
What are you gonna do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from The Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for The Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon at kcnr1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Good morning, Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460 at 7:34 in the morning. Hello. Can you believe it's the 15th of June? Yes, it is. Today it's going to be high of 84. Yeah, get out your sunblock.
It's going to be a great day. And for those people that wrote in and said, were we arguing on the air? Yes. Yes, we were. We argue.
Healthy.
We don't always agree with each other. You know, I just think sometimes there's one way of handling it, and she beats me into submission, and I go along with what she says, you know.
Well,
a wise man will find out what his wife wants and then gives it to her.
Healthy to be able to put everything on the table and try to figure stuff out. And we were discussing the fact that we started, we're together 24/7 and we like that. You go do your boy days and I have my girl days, but the reality is that, you know, when you have a baby, and this is like having a baby, we have a baby together and we're growing the baby, and we're growing the baby with you, our listeners and the people who interact with us daily. You are part of our family, because we couldn't do this without you. And we like to support the local community. And we are, so you go out and you meet us. And we are human beings, just like everybody else, who feels and has days that are phenomenal. And so anyway, what we like to do is we try to highlight, stories, and businesses. And the businesses that are thriving in our community. But before we go to our guests, let's go to the phones, because we're always taking your calls. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Rob Burrows.
How are you today?
I saw you last night walking across the bridge.
Yes, it was a very good night for us.
Well, you know what, and not to embarrass anybody that wasn't, but it seems to me if we'd had that 2 weeks ago, right before the election, we would have had more people out there. Everybody running for office would have been there.
You're probably very right.
I know that people
weren't out there for politics. We were out there to support the flag.
Well, I know that, but that's, you know, how many people show up there and wrap themselves in a flag?
Well,
anyway, okay.
The Patriots did.
A lot of Patriots did. About 100.
I like that, Rob. I like you. I like what you just said. We were out there for the flag.
Absolutely.
You know?
It was not a political event. It was about the veterans, and it was about our flag.
That's true.
Hey, I have just a comment or a suggestion that I'd like to talk about. We were talking about, you know, reduction in police forces and the gangs and things like that. You know, one of the things that works really well in communities is a reserve force. And so I'd like to make a recommendation that, you know, if we have to cut back our police forces at this time because of funding, you know, there's a lot of citizens. This is our community. This is our home. This is our place to where we live. And I know that there's a lot of citizens that would step up and be eyes on in our community if the police department were to put together a reserve force or reserve program where the citizens could step up and have a regular opportunity and a place to report and learn more about this gang activity. This is our community. We need to stand up for it.
You know, you're absolutely right, Rob. And, you know, we have retired military. We have retired police officers. We have people that the police and the sheriff could set up a training program, a small training program, essentially telling you, you know, here's how to use the radio. Here's where you go to. Here's where you don't. You could wear a police uniform, but no, what you would be is on patrol.
Excuse me, they wouldn't be carrying a gun either. They'd be carrying a camera and they'd be carrying a phone. Let the police officers do what they need to do, but let the citizens be the eyes on the street.
Well, you know, the other I've heard another idea was that if they have 6 or 7 police cars at any shift that aren't being used, to have people drive around, just the presence of a police vehicle in an area can be a deterrent to crime.
Well, once again, we need to let these people know this is our community. We're going to stand up for our community, and we don't want you here.
Well, that's it. And the community could do that. There are enough people in this community that care. And everybody we know cares enough.
You know, I think that Rob, how would we go about starting something like this, and which department would we go to as far as, there's got to be some kind of funds. I know that they would be volunteer, but you have to have funds if you're going to be driving automobiles.
Well, I'm sure that there's funds for gas, but that's why there's training. The best thing, just like the military does, is train the trainer. Bring individuals in, train the community volunteers to train the community volunteers with a police monitoring or an organizational monitoring type of program. And that way, the police still stay on the street. doing their job, and they have the support of the community eyes on.
You know,
and,
you could,
I think the best place to start is at the city council, is for the city council to step forward and to make a recommendation to the city council. Hey, we're citizens. This is our community. We're concerned, and we'd like you to do something about it.
They could set up sectors in our city, and people would volunteer to be in there to be the eyes and the ears for it.
Absolutely.
And they could call in. And again, like I said, there could be, you know, citizens that are, you know, properly trained that can just drive around, not get involved in shootouts, not get involved in pulling people over or anything like that. Just drive around as eyes like that with a police car out there. Now,
well,
I don't know what, you know, this is something I'm not sure how the police would feel about this. But the idea of the eyes and ears, like you said, of getting people actively involved in the community, maybe even to the point of giving them a cell phone that works to call the police, that kind of thing. No, you know, no other numbers but that. You know,
right.
So that could do that. So I think that's a great idea, Robert.
Well, maybe it's something that we might bring up tonight.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of things that could be brought up to the city council here, and I mean, it's, you know, it's not like they, you know, we may disagree with the city council on various things, but it doesn't mean that every one of them doesn't love this community as much as we do.
I agree.
Well, Rob,
because we're citizens, we're the ones that need to step forward and bring these ideas to them, because they can't think of all of it by themselves.
We always thank you, Rob, so much for your service, and thank you for your input today.
Rob Burrows, you know, the curator, the one that started the this Northern California Heritage Museum, and you know, a true supporter of this community. And here's just something else, Robert.
Well, it's our home. We need to take care of it.
Yeah,
there you go.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Hey, we got to take. Thanks. We got to take a break. Coming up, we have some very special guests in the house. I think you're going to really enjoy what this couple has to say about their dream and how they're making it come true. It's 7:41 in the morning here on KCNR 1460.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. At ease.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Each week, we discuss important mental health topics. Our guest for May will be Dr. Delene Forrester with PTSD, grief and loss, and Dr. Gregory White of National University, introducing us to jealousy.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
Welcome back.
What a perfect lead-in. 7:44 in the morning. How are you feeling this morning? It's going to be warm. High today of 84. Let me put my glasses on. I think that's 94.
No, it's going to be 84. It's starting to cool off a little bit. In fact, it'll be really a nice weekend.
Other than that. No, 84 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Now, I'm sure you've seen and heard about this company, and we've got the founders here, ShastaTradingPost.com.
Buy local.
Buy local, stay local. And we want to welcome Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Okay, well now, we're just getting your microphones adjusted here.
Right in.
Bob's going, get it right in there. Well, you guys are looking chipper this morning, and you guys, okay, well, let's tell our listeners how you guys got married recently, and where did you come from, and what brings you to Reading, and how did you hatch the idea of ShastaTradingPost.com?
Well, I'll start and talk about where we came from, which is Sonoma County. We had an IT business, and I was a paralegal educator for many years, and then I quit that to work full-time for the IT business. And we had a home up here in Reading and decided, you know, let's make some great change in life and let's move up here. We've had houseboats and have been around this area for, 40 years at least, enjoying the lake and the beautiful sights.
Don't age yourself.
Sights.
So you two have been here since you were two?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we've been coming up here for many, many years. And then, like I said, we decided to make a change about 3 years ago and sell the IT business and move up permanently in the home that we'd already had. And then the recession hit. So then Curtis came up with a wonderful idea.
In business, when you're trying to, as business owners, and you move up in the Bay Area, your lifestyle is a little different. You move up to slow down a little bit. And as the economy took a nosedive for a lot of people, the recession hit, not just for the worker bees or just for the business owners. I mean, it really took a hard toll on people. And what suffered is the money that comes from the feds and it comes from the counties. And it just seems like the local businesses were running. Money stopped flowing. When people get scared, money stops flowing. And if the hype of the media didn't make it so loud or so vocal that it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Well, it really isn't all that bad. What makes it bad is when the media comes out and says how bad it is, people get nervous. As that comes in, the local communities kept suffering. Shasta County that we love, that we're here for, seemed to where there's lots of websites and lots of businesses here in town. If I want to know about wineries, you got to go find wineries. And if you want to find where the schools are, you got to go search for the schools. We wanted to build a local marketplace, that local business. We have the local news links, local entertainment, job search and employment links, free classified ads. And classified ads are not just, it's not the big deal of it. It's just trying to keep all the local people local. When you want to buy or sell something, I want to deal with someone here in Reading or in Anderson or in Palisadro or in Bernie. That's local to me. Local is not in Los Angeles.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's one of the things that we're doing and have done is, if we're going to make, if Reading's going to thrive, we have to stick together. We have to use our local businesses.
When did you kick off?
May 8th of last year.
Okay, and what kind of response have you been getting?
In Shasta County, it was pretty slow. I guess many people have tried the .com or they've tried that market before, and I'm not sure if it's concept or if it's because our age. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but Reading really took off as a slow stop. Shasta County was slow, and I'm not sure because we're internet-based in the age group or the – I'm not sure, but we weren't well-received initially. It took a while to build that we were going to be here. I guess that's the hardest part is we're here to stay. We're at all the events. We got the cars with the horns on them. You can't miss us.
you can't miss the car with the horns on. Well, I think you're right. I think that here's just something else that's online, and they don't realize how
The resources available.
Yeah, and because it's when you say Shasta County, we're talking a lot more than that now.
Yeah, now we've branched into Butte County. ButteTradingPost.com is up and going, and we're well received down there. Tehama and Glenn are also up and going. We are in the process of building Humboldt, Mendocino, and Siskiyou as we speak. It takes quite a bit of research to do on a county to look at all the census data areas, all the cities, all the small businesses, all the little tiny newspapers and locals. We have Oak Run Library on our site on ShastaTradingPost.com. So we really want to reach the small communities, and we're having a blast going out and meeting people and trying to give them a voice to bring them aboard. It's really a lot of fun.
I think the keyword is voice. I think when you're marketing a business in town, and it's well, if I have a pizza parlor and I sell pizzas, I can put coupons up on websites. I can do print ads, and I can.
What are you pointing at, Bob?
Bob's over there pointing at the.
I was looking at the radio station listing, and I think we need to be there.
You should have been there already. I can't believe you're not there.
We were there before.
Go up on the right hand side.
Go up and the right.
There.
Go up
there.
Go up in the
center.
Go
big.
We've got the big
Seattle. How could we not?
I was going to go, Bob. You weren't thinking big enough, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, those are the other radio stations.
Yeah.
They're not
the
important ones.
Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. ShastaTradingPost.com. Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly, they came out. They're doing things, and they've started a business that helps our community. And it's and we're going to talk about just how it can help your business if you get involved. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls.
But diamonds work best, and rubies and emeralds and opals.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course, homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone, he's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our guests are Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly from the ShastaTradingPost.com. You just heard their ad.
Buy local, stay local, shop local,
dine
be local,
local.
Dine local. Local. Everything local, keep it local.
Their website is ShastaTradingPost.com. And you need to go to it. It's really a great website. So tell us, how can this help a local business around here? Why should people come to the site?
When you come to Shasta County and you go through, there's a lot of websites that pops up, and it's got a lot of information about our lakes and our caverns. And we're not focused on all the history of Shasta County as much as we're trying to help the local businesses. Just part of the business, we put the discount coupons up on banners just to give placement for local businesses to market their wares on one general site. Number two is as we're at all the events that we do, the county fair. If you come down to the Shasta County Fair starting tomorrow, you'll see we have a booth that's inside one of the buildings. And we market your business inside there. So we'll take those coupons that you see on our website and we hand them out to everybody that goes by our booth. When we're at events or we're soliciting new advertising customers, we take those same coupons and share that. So if we'll go to a pizza parlor, for example, we'll bring three or four other, the flower shop, the candy store, the winery, and hand out those coupons, marketing each business in the new business we're trying to get. Just so that even if people know that you're there and you've done some TV, maybe your budget isn't as big as it used to be. Maybe you need to have a little more advertising dollar just for exposure. People know you're there, but if you don't keep it in their face that you're a business, you're thriving, and you're there to serve them, they don't always remember. They look for convenience. And so sometimes if you're in their face of the consumer and you're giving them a place to go, that business seems to draw that 25, 30 more customers every month. And if we can market just local businesses, we're not talking the big chain stores, we're not talking the big restaurants, we're talking the Bernie Falls, I mean, the Anderson. There's lots of fine cuisine we have right here in town. How do you know?
Yeah. Well, Jacqueline, at the break, we were talking about how many people it actually takes to really put up a site like ShastaTradingPost.com. Share with our listeners how many people you employ, what it takes.
Yeah, we have about a team of 10 of us that have been working diligently on this project for over a year now. We have search engine optimization professionals that work behind the scenes. We have a database programmer. Our hosting guy down in a good friend of ours has been a great part of our team. We have salespeople. We have research team. To put a site together, it takes at least 45 days to do the research on a county to make sure that you highlight all the local news, small, big, or whatever size it may be, the entertainment, the radio, the local sports teams, the high schools. Again, there's a lot of research that goes in behind just building the back end of one of these sites. And then we begin to go out and offer the complimentary banner ads to fill some of the sites until we're ready to actually hit the live button, as well as put together TV and radio commercials, because we are not doing our job as an internet marketing advertising site without marketing ourselves so that people know that we're out there.
Wow. I mean, it's a handful. How many hours a day would you say that it takes with all of the input and the changes that you have to do?
12 to 14 hours a day times six people, and that's not even a joke. It's the amount of effort it takes to keep all the links live, active. We have all the schools, all the local Shasta County schools, all the local Shasta County schools are on our site. All the local businesses with if you looked at the record searchlight 5 years ago and look at the pages today, it's a tenth of what the paper used to be. So all those pieces, we catch up some of those pieces. We've taken the local newspapers that you don't maybe see, the Palo Cedro paper, the Bernie Falls paper. We put all those links for their online. They're going online as well. If you go to the record searchlight now, you go online to see the news.
In many cases, yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here for Fox News, but coming back, we're going to have Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly more with ShastaTradingPost.com, but we're going to talk about something that they are also involved with called Shasta Youth Lifeline. They're going to tell you what that is. You're listening to Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio.
And we have a minute and a half left.
We do. Well, look at me.
No, look at clock.
Look at Bob raising his finger in the air.
Well, I'd like to add a little piece to what we also do on the Trading Post, and that's our Facebook page. What we've taken is each of the counties that we have and broke them off into their own fan pages and feature ourselves as we venture out in one of those cars with the horns on it and take pictures in front of the landmarks.
You know, anybody drives around in a
an HHR.
Yeah, with longhorns on the front of it is okay with me.
So we actually try to reach out. We were up in Paradise and Magalia last week taking pictures and meeting with the local businesses and the restaurants, and we have a really good time. After we take a trip like that and meet with people, we go to we take the pictures of the businesses and we put them on Facebook, and we put your coupons on Facebook. So we not only reach out, you know, just via the cars.
We're gonna have to take a quick break here. It's Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Join us after the news.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A fainting spell at the Senate.
I support the policy of the president, Mr. Chairman.
Shortly after saying that about Afghanistan, General David Petraeus appears to have passed out. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the Capitol.
Well, Dave, Senator John McCain was speaking during that Senate Armed Services Committee hearing.
Rather than set an arbitrary timeline.
When he stopped, noticing that General Petraeus had indeed fainted, aides quickly came to his aid, the general leaving the room under his own power, before the panel chairman, Senator Carl Levin, called for a break.
We're going to recess now for a few moments.
Petraeus later came back in to applause, saying he was just dehydrated, but Levin decided to adjourn the hearing until tomorrow. Dave?
Now, Rich, at the House, top oil company executives are on the hot seat.
When you believe that there is zero chance of a disaster happening, you do zero disaster planning.
Democratic Congressman Ed Markey among the lawmakers ripping into the industry. BP's American chairman plans to tell Congress that he won't rest until oil stops gushing into the Gulf and they find out what happened and why. Now, President Obama's in Pensacola, Florida, checking out a beach endangered by all that oil. Tonight at the White House, he'll address the nation, detailing
how we make the people of the Gulf whole again.
Spokesman Robert Gibbs. It's not being considered a terror case. The man and woman detained at a Florida Air Force base with weapons in their vehicle. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's live in Miami.
And Dave, the Air Force's 6th Air Mobility Wing, which manages MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, says it's not what many might be scared it would be.
At this point, there is no indication that this is a terrorist act. We're continuing the investigation, but all leads at this point point to the fact that it is not.
That's Colonel Dave Cohen. However, that man taken into custody is apparently active duty military, but AWOL. He and the woman tried using fake IDs to get onto the base where both CENTCOM and Special Ops are based, with a vehicle full of military-style weapons and ammo, Dave.
Evan, on Wall Street, the Dow up over 100 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-200-3790. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-200-3790. That's 1-800-200-3790. 1-800-200-3790. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
About all over, but the grieving in Arkansas, where flash floods swept through a sleepy campground before dawn Friday.
Rescue crews plan a limited search today of the Albert Pike Recreation Area just to make sure that no victims are left from Friday's flash flooding that killed 20. Meantime, more funerals are planned today for several victims, including a 23-year-old woman and her 3-year-old son. And the U.S. Forest Service says it's now looking at how to improve communication to remote campsites in Arkansas and around the country. Communication that may have saved lives. Last Friday, Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
A trial is ending this morning in Kansas. Closing arguments in the case against a doctor and his wife.
Dr. Steven Schneider and his wife Linda are accused of running a painkiller pill mill,
Prosecutors say dozens of overdose victims got painkillers from Schneider's clinic and later showed up at emergency rooms or the morgue. Defense attorneys say the Schneiders provided pain relief for people suffering from severe injuries and other medical conditions. Prosecutors say the couple was just trying to make money, not help people. They face charges including fraud, money laundering, and unlawfully prescribing drugs. If convicted, they face up to life in prison. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
How did Alvin Green, a Democrat who didn't raise money, didn't even have a campaign website, win the South Carolina Senate primary? His opponent thinks it was a glitch.
The only option that we have is to file a protest. That protest goes to the South Carolina Democratic Executive Committee, and we are protesting the election based on what we consider to be software problems with the voting machines.
Vic Rawl did campaign and was stunned by Green's easy win last Tuesday. He'd never even met Green. Drama at the World Cup. New Zealand scores in the final minute to tie its game against Slovakia. For those of you who only care about how the U.S. is doing, the next American game is Friday against Slovenia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Espresso Joe's, 30 different types of coffee, fixed 60 or 70 different ways. You want mochas, you want, they even do those little freezy things, you know, with ice and stuff, whatever those things are called.
Sippy frappies.
Yeah. Joe and Shelley are great supporters of our community, great supporters of the veterans. They are true Americans. And Tobacco and Brew is a great place.
Hey, in case you're just tuning in, good morning. This is, you know, of course, Free Fire Radio, Carla Linda Bott. It's going to be 84 today. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Right now, 8:06 in the morning. And our guests in the studio are Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly from ShastaTradingPost.com. Love the fact that this is another married couple who came up here and decided this is our home. We are going to dig in. We're going to dig in deep. What do we do with our expertise? We need to do something where we can create a business here. What better way to empower people than having a place that you can find out about so many events, find out about businesses by going online to ShastaTradingPost.com. Welcome back to our show, Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly.
Thank you.
Good morning. Now, there was something else you're also working on, and it's the changing lives with young people.
Yeah, Shasta Youth Lifeline.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we both come from, we were both educators for many years, working at vocational college, and actually we were both department heads at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. And
two little surprises just opening up here.
And so one of our passions is to see the joy when people learn and when people get a helping hand, especially in, you know, from the vocational college, it was when they didn't think that they could get a job in IT or a law office. They'd had some challenges or whatever. And we were able to inspire them through many years through externship programs that we had put together to help these students get out and get great jobs and get on their feet. And that's something we've carried on with our passion that we have up here as well. And now we would like to reach out to underprivileged youth that wouldn't normally have an opportunity to get some spiritual guidance as well as...
build their confidence.
Yeah, build their confidence and learn through equestrian activities, archery, fishing, hiking... and to just find some bonding and time and to help these underprivileged kids get on their feet.
And this is called the Shasta Youth Lifeline.
It is.
And this is something that you all do.
We did.
At your ranch.
Yeah, we got our 501c3 nonprofit last year. And
you have equestrian programs, water programs, fishing, paddle boats, team sports, swimming, archery, hiking, and nature.
Are you aligning with tell us how we can help you. What are we getting out to our listeners? Besides the fact that you have this camp that you've started for the underprivileged kids.
When you talk about underprivileged, it's kind of a misnomer or it's an understanding. Whether it's the burn kids from you know, had a tough time, whether it's physical handicaps, mental handicaps, disabled in any way, had a rough time in life. Not all, I don't think all kids are underprivileged, but when we put the age group 13 to 18 at-risk kids, one of our counselors came up and said, you guys are really not saying right, because all kids at 13 to 18 are at risk. So the plan for our ranch is, if you can take a kid with a disability of any kind, or underprivileged in different formats of drugs or whatever, and you put them on a horse, a 1,200-pound animal, and you teach them how to get on and ride, and they get in the two-week daytime program, they get on, they actually get a horse, they get a counselor to go with them, and they learn how to clean up after a horse, clean their hooves, all the things that we don't necessarily like to do, but that's part of their going. And when they're done, the smile on their face, and the fact that they got confidence, they were able to learn, grow, self-esteem, and they accomplish something. And then at the end, their parents have to actually come and watch them perform that trick or whatever they're supposed to learn during that program. They're two-week daytime camps, so we're trying to hit all the foundations, and really it's foundations are the huge part. There's, again, like the Burn Kids, the McConnell Foundation, any of those people who have funds for that to do that kind of program, we're looking and seeking or giving them a place to have a program to come out to.
So where would one go to is this also off your site?
Shasta, there's many links on our website, ShastaTrainBows.com, or you can go to ShastaYouthLifeline.org.
You know, this is another show, so we're going to have to bring you all back on and talk about this. I mean, this one is...
it's from the heart.
It is from the heart. You can tell by talking with you all and what you have set up here, and there's... again, a way of helping our community.
And being educators in the vocational school, just being educators at all, I'm sure you saw many people coming through that could use something like this, or their children can use something like this.
And when you got them through their school and they graduated, there's nothing more for an educator to see the look on someone's face. They'll come back 2 or 3 years later, hand you their business card and says, thanks, I made it.
You know, our guests today have been Curtis and Jacqueline Jolly of the ShastaTradingPost.com, but more than that, the Shasta Youth Lifeline. There's so many different things, different levels you all are involved with our community. And it's really been a pleasure having you on the show. And we want to have you back on again to talk more on this program here. And if there's any way we can help, we will, of course, do that. And, you know, because we, as you're saying in here, of course, today's youth or tomorrow's future is so important.
Yes.
So important.
You have to put your heart and soul into it. And obviously, after we've had this meeting today and have had you here on the air with us, we feel you, acknowledge you, and thank you so much for being a part of this community.
We really do. Without going back to the business of the Trading Post, we really did put all the... If you want to find a job, you can go to employment. We have all those, Cascade Theater, all those are on one place on our website. We really do love Shasta County. We live here. We're not going anywhere. And if we can... be a part of the community, and better, please let us know. We love this county.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or assisted checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
What are you gonna do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with the homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood.
mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Redding.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Redding or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Good morning, Reading. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's going to be a high today of 84 degrees. Hey, we've got two tickets right now.
That's right.
For the fair.
Shasta District Fair, June 16th through June 20th. We have two tickets to the first person that calls, 605-4567. 605-4567. We have two tickets to the fair. It's gets you in.
Free.
It's free. One pass per admission. It's free. I like free. You like free?
I like to feel free. I like free, sure. I mean, this is great. Let's see. There you go. June 16th through June 20th. Gosh, before you know it, that's tomorrow.
Somebody's called. Oh, other people are calling. Hey, our guest now is one of
first caller.
Absolutely favorite person.
Well, almost favorite person.
Almost favorite?
Got to clarify that.
Okay, well, Linda's my favorite. But my second favorite person, Kim Chamberlain.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Turn on Kim's mic there, Bob.
Okay, let's go back again.
Wait a minute. Turn off the other mics. Turn hers on. There you go. Okay.
Poor guy. We got phones ringing and the whole thing going at the same time. So here we go.
Our favorite person, Kim Chamberlain.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning,
Bob Lange.
He's going one thing at a time.
That's right. You know, we're going to start calling
the Wizard of Oz.
Bad Bob is now becoming a one-stop Bob. You give him one stop and he's okay. All right. We've given away the fair ticks, by the way. Dan, you won. Okay. Kim, we have you here because we wanted to talk about the 60th anniversary of the Korean War and the commemoration that's coming up.
Yes. You know, many people know that I was married to Korean War veteran Paul R. Chamberlain. And sadly, I had lost him 3 years ago. But I went through the Korean War growing up, through the Korean War. But I didn't know the pain that they bear until my husband and I talked about. And so 40th anniversary of the Korean War, and with the great help with my friend Kathy Edman from Anderson Chamber of Commerce that time, we organized a rally of a gathering of a Korean War veteran and honored them with the Korean food and luncheon and entertainment. And that was 1990. And that time, the Korean War veteran received such a warm thank you. They wept. And they just thanked us. But we want to tell them we thank them. And from there on, it was an annual event. So this year we mark 60th anniversary, and we want to honor the Korean War veteran. They're getting older. So each year it's less and less of a Korean War veterans and their family.
Yeah, and every year you have such a beautiful ceremony out there.
Well, main thing is that we want to make a date to just show our appreciation and thanking the Korean War veterans and their family for the sacrifice that they have given to deliver Korean people the freedom. And today's Korea is just great, and people are happy and prospering. And what better way to just thank them and sharing that appreciation?
Well, Kim, you've told us stories in the past, and maybe this morning you could share with our listeners, as a child growing up and then coming to America, and how you have always honored our veterans here. If anybody waves the flag proudly and higher for our troops and our veterans, it's you, Kim. And first of all, I want to commend you for that. But could you share with us a story, perhaps, of what that was for you to come to America?
Sure. I always have a special place in my heart for the American veterans, because as a child going through the a war, that American soldier, when they came to Korea, we know they are the savior. And the special thing really touched my heart was during the Korean War that we went through so much hunger, because we evacuated our home, left everything behind, and just unknown destiny that we just keep on walking toward the safety place. And when we do meet up with American soldiers, they always shower us with candies and something to eat. And
all you doing, Ms., if the North Koreans came across the border, and all you were trying to do was escape to the south.
Exactly.
And the first Americans and came up to the north to try to slow down the North Koreans.
My homeland is Seoul, which is but 30 miles to the parallels. And from there on, just American soldier were our savior, just like they come to save you and take care of you.
We're going to have to take a quick break here when we come back. Our guest is Kim Chamberlain, and we're talking about the 60th anniversary of the Korean War commemoration that's going to be held here on June 19th. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs, home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance.
Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:25 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Kim Chamberlain, and she's kind of heading up this effort to thank our Korean War veterans on the 60th anniversary of the Korean War, 25 June 1950 to 27 August. July 1953. And it's going to happen on June 19th at the Anderson VFW Post on Center Street.
West Anderson. Center Street. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this looks like quite a nice get-together you have. Now, this is just for the Korean War veterans and their families.
Yes, Korean War veteran and their families.
Okay, and you're going to have, Sheriff Basenko is going to be presenting the American flag. Mr. Ho Shin will be doing the Korean flag. We're going to have the Anderson mayor, Supervisor Hartman. There's going to be a number of things going on here with the Korean War veterans. Chapter President Bill McKinney. It's going to be quite, going to have really a nice gathering there.
Yes, like any war, Korean War was 3 years, 1 month, 2 days long, but this was like a eternity to the Korean War veterans because it was a very heavy, it was bloodiest war. And and they have never had a welcome home. And that forgotten war is still to this day forgotten. And Korean War was never declared as war or recognized as the war. But over 53,000 men and women died through that war. And over 8,000 still missing and over 100,000 wounded. And that was recorded at that time. But to this day, a lot of the Korean War veterans gone through frostbite. That time was never really recognized, but they were never equipped with winter clothing. So they were dispatched there as police action, but they never was prepared for their weather. So from the four season country, and they were there, and there just many of them frozen. And
frostbite was a terrible infliction on those over there because they didn't have the type of equipment, just like you said.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, is many reserve units and National Guard units were thrown into this fight without the proper training. World War II was over, and this is one of the reasons that we have set up the National Guard and reserves the way they are now as a result of what happened from the Korean War. There was tremendous casualties. And then since then, we've learned a lot of lessons since then. But you're right. It is a forgotten war. It's right after World War II. What are we doing fighting again so soon was kind of the idea.
Yes. That's why we ask Korean. We have a handful of Korean people reside in Redding and Anderson throughout the Shasta County. But we want to let them know that we had not forgotten them. Because their sacrifice, because their bravery, that we get to live as free and enjoy all the things freedom offers. And this is a small price to pay to honor them. But we just want to let them know that we had never forgotten them.
Okay. Kim, thank you so much for coming by today. And we will continue to remind people. This is going to be on June 19th. It's going to be at the Anderson City Hall. They don't need reservations, but they just need to show up. But should they? Is there a number they can call? Anybody that the perhaps their families could call for these veterans?
They could call me, and my cell number is 227-6432. It is in Anderson West Center Street, right next to Anderson Library, and it is at the BFW. And there is a tall, large flagpole waving American flag and a MIA flags.
And again, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we always appreciate having you on, Kim, and all that you do for the veteran community and the community at large.
And we will continue to remind people about this for June 19th. And thank you so much for
Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
And you are the voice of the veterans. I want you guys to know that.
Well, thank you much, Kim. Thank you. What do we got? About 30 seconds there, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back. June 19th, the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. It's a commemoration at the Anderson VFW post, number 9650 at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And this is for the Korean War veterans and their immediate families. Give Kim a call or just call the veterans VFW post. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. He was testifying on Capitol Hill about a timeline for leaving Afghanistan.
I support the policy of the president, Mr. Chairman.
General David Petraeus, just after that, apparently fainted.
We're going to recess now for a few moments.
Petraeus says he's okay and just got dehydrated. On day 57 of the Gulf oil disaster, President Obama is in Pensacola, Florida, the last stop of a three-state Gulf trip.
This is still a place that's open for business.
Residents pleading for tourists.
We've actually had the beach to ourselves, practically.
As BP execs testify on Capitol Hill, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs.
I don't think the president wants to take BP's word for it, that everything is okay.
Republicans, meanwhile, have concerns ahead of the president's address to the nation tonight.
The American people don't want this administration to exploit the crisis in the Gulf to advance their disastrous energy policy.
Congressman Mike Pence says cap and trade energy legislation won't cap the well. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now, come on. If she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart for that very special gift anytime. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Imagine the peace of mind in knowing that your elderly loved one could safely remain at home as long as possible. Hi, my name is Sharon Gabrikavich, owner of Home Helpers. In addition to providing non-medical home care to seniors, new mothers, and those recovering from illness, Home Helpers is introducing DirectLink in-home emergency monitoring system. Now your loved one can get help with the touch of a button. By simply pressing a small wireless button worn around the neck or wrist, DirectLink's trained staff will respond immediately. DirectLink is monitored 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Once DirectLink is activated, our trained staff speaks through a two-way speaker system to assess the situation and call up to six contacts, including family, neighbors, a doctor, or 911. DirectLink allows peace of mind for family members and safety and independence for your loved one. DirectLink is very affordable, just $35 per month with a one-time activation fee, no equipment to buy or long-term contracts to sign. For more information on DirectLink, call 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Each week, we discuss important mental health topics. Our guest for May will be Dr. Delene Forrester with PTSD, grief and loss, and Dr. Gregory White of National University, introducing us to jealousy.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, I have another giveaway. I have a shirt from the Northern California Veterans Home. And they just, when they did the groundbreaking, they made special T-shirts for that. And I just happen to have another T-shirt. So, first one to call in at 605-4567, you get a T-shirt from this. It's a beautiful T-shirt. And we bought a few extras, not to sell, but just to be able to give away to our listeners. Hey, it looks like Meg Whitman is not only a tough businessman, but she can get physical too.
How about a business person?
Did I say businessman?
Yeah, you did.
I meant business person. She got into a confrontation, it looks like, with one of her employees and pushed him in the executive washroom or something like that. I'm not sure. But, okay, you know, why am I bringing that up? You know, it happened years ago, and then I guess Whitman paid him off and all that. But the thing is, here's Meg Whitman. She gets into an argument, and she pushes somebody. Now you think, oh, how childish. You know what I think? I don't think that at all. Because when we weren't there, and I didn't go into the whole story, it's this. President Obama said he wanted to know who it was that should be held responsible so he could kick some ass. And pardon my language, but the President of the United States did use those words. Here's my question. Whose butt has he kicked in the last 35 years? When is the last time our president was in a pushing match? Did he push back? Did he sue him? Did he decide to legislate it? What? You know, I can't help but think sometimes, my friends, that we want a president that is tough, that he appears tough, that he appears like if you come over and you want to do something to his house, he's going to punch you in the face. Or he pulls out the 12-gauge and says, you know, you want to do this to my home, my property, or my family, then you're going to pay the price. And you may think, well, that's childish. I don't think so. I think that we want a president that appears like if he has to do it, he's going to mix it up with somebody. That if he believes that we're in danger, he's going to take steps. He's going to take action to protect us.
Never start a fight, but we're ready to finish it.
Well, I don't really, you know, it all comes down to words. It all comes down to what your trigger point is when it comes to words. And my feeling is that I don't feel safe, and that's the bottom line for me. I don't feel safe with this particular regime. And in the past, I felt like, you know, I know that there's always crazy things that go on, and there's deals that are going to be made in back rooms, and wherever we go in our world, that's just the way it is. Things are going to be done. But, you know, I think that accountability in many situations on so many levels is just not there right now. And we have become a nanny state. And people need to get tough. I mean, people, Redding, are you listening? I'm sorry. That's where I can't get out of that today. And I just want everybody to realize we have got to protect ourselves. And I don't feel safe with our new administration.
You mean,
I don't feel taken care of. I don't want to be taken care of. I can take care of myself. But
you're talking about the federal, the Obama administration.
And I'm talking about where we started our show today with the fact that we've got gangs that are coming up here and they're seeping into the cracks of our county, of our beautiful North State. It's happening.
Well, see, here's the difference. I see the difference between the local and the federal. Is that I think we've got tough people here. I think we just have to get people together and marshal our forces, and we can take care of this. Because we have people that will make those decisions. Our police, our sheriff, the city council. I think they will make those decisions. They've got to make the right decisions. I think at the federal level, we don't have that. I think that we're floundering in an absence of leadership. I think there is an absence of leadership at the top, and we need to have a president that's strong, that comes out and says, hey, this is what we're doing, these are the facts, this is what we're doing to fix it. And I'm not talking about taking care of us, I'm just talking about there's certain things that the federal government should do, and they've been given the right to do that. And one is, protect our borders, which has not been done. And when the states try to pick it up, what's his answer to that? Well, we might sue them. We might sue the state that's protecting itself. And that's an answer to that. See, it's the same type of thing I'm talking about. We want a president that's strong, that he can take command of a situation. When he walks in, he doesn't have to look at a teleprompter. He just goes into it. He goes down where there's a national emergency, like down in the Gulf. He stands there. He puts a command post down there. He puts somebody in charge since he can't be there all the time that he trusts, that's that can get the job done, that he talks to directly. I mean, hell, it took him 60 days to talk to his commander out in Afghanistan. That's what we're looking for. Now, as far as being safe in our town's not going to heck in a handbasket, not at all, but we need to step it up. So I'm sure in the next few days we're going to be able to get some input from our elected authorities. Probably try and get the sheriff and the police in here, too, so we can talk about it. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The Shasta Center is introducing a new way to shop. It's the Summer of Savings Days happening now through September. The best in services and vendors have teamed together to make this the best summer ever. Mondays will start off with an opportunity to make a difference by donating blood and receiving a discount pass and special offers to be used at the Shasta Center. Tuesday is Sidewalk Savings Tuesdays. The Shasta Center vendors will be rolling out savings for your summer shopping, and all can enjoy the new and improved Farmers Market. Wednesdays, all stores will be offering 10 to 20% discounts to those 55 plus. For Senior Savings Wednesdays. Thursdays, you can get your car washed by a local charity or youth group and receive a discount pass and special offers to be used for Wash While You Shop Thursdays. Then it's Retail Therapy for Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays. See what the summer holds in store for you at the Shasta Center, an eclectic mix of stores, services, and restaurants. Located on Churn Creek Road in Reading, something is always happening at the Shasta Center.
You still have time to shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank. Your chance to win $500 is extended to September 9th. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card, you'll be automatically entered into a drawing to win $500. The more you use it, the more chances you have to win. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop in and apply so you have a chance to win too. Remember, debit cards are safer than carrying cash and easier than writing a check. Plus, they provide you with added security to help reduce identity theft. So stop in to get your card today. Remember, we're giving away $500 each week between now and September 9th, 2010. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. See official contest rules for more details.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-500-3861. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-500-3861. That's 1-800-500-3861. 1-800-500-3861. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Good morning, Reading. How you feeling this morning? 8:44 in the morning. It's a quarter to nine. 8:44. It's June 15th. I love those power strokes, Bob. Those bump. Yeah. I don't know. I just like it. You pick great bump music. I need it. You know what? We try not so hard. We cover things. You know, we try to be upbeat and think about, you know, the plants are growing. You know, Chauncey Gardner. Where's Chauncey Gardner when you need him? One of my favorite shows, Being There. Chauncey Gardner is my hero, man. Bring on Chauncey. I need some Chauncey Gardner magic. I need to take a Chauncey Gardner vitamin today. Hey, going to be 84 today. And Cheryl, congratulations on winning that T-shirt that is from the May 21st groundbreaking ceremony. Really neat shirts. Burgundy and one of a kind, of course. So what's on your mind? 605-4567. We've got a few minutes left before we leave. Now's your time to kind of get it out there on the airwaves.
It's all open line. In fact, you're going to be taking off because we have a people coming over to the house today to get some things done. So we're going to miss you for the last 10 minutes. The city council is going to consider a Turtle Bay's lease here. The group said the hotel can earn $300,000 annually in tax monies. So got to take a look at that. That's going to be at the city council meeting tonight. They're going to be talking about the Veterans Museum out there. They're going to be talking about this the lease. There's going to be a couple other things they're talking about, too, that's going to be interesting at the city council today. It's going to be probably a long session, but it starts at 6 p.m. at the city council chambers right there at City Hall. They're going to be talking about the Salt Creek Heights subdivision. You know, this is the one where they're talking about putting 13 more building sites out there that could be hard to defend during fire. Retiree benefits ballot measures. You know how that's going to go. And then, of course, the Northern California Veterans Museum and the Olney Creek flood plan. That's just going to be a lot of, it could be contentious issues, but it's going to take, if you care about what's going on in the future and where we're going with that, that we need to talk about that. You need to be there. In fact, we've got somebody calling right now. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Well, you just missed Linda. She went blowing out of here with her hair on fire trying to get home before all the people coming to work on the house get there.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to, she is so dead on right. We need to protect ourselves, and the people have got to get involved. I couldn't agree with that more. And I just want to call to get people to realize their city council meeting is there. And tonight, we're going to have our Reading Community Access television station as a topic. And we are going to discuss about what a great tool it is for the community, for communication and education. And I'm just wanting anyone who hears this to try to attend the council meeting tonight and start getting involved.
That's right. Reading Community Access Channel is going to be discussed tonight, too.
And yes, it is. And so many people don't know what it is. Well, tonight, I think they're going to find out what it is and that it's available to them. And I just want people to start getting active in this, because if we don't, we really could lose it. And it's too valuable of a tool to let slip out of our fingers like that. And once you lose one of those rights, they're very hard to get back.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Anytime we get a right chipped away, you don't see it coming back. It's like the only thing that doesn't go away is entitlement programs. I don't see people get that. They don't go away no matter what you say. And then once you get used to it, I don't think it's an entitlement anymore. I think people think that they deserve it. But that's a completely different subject.
Yeah, well, we're I think our government is getting people to the point where we're just sitting back taking those checks they sent us, and that's what we're becoming. We need to realize we need to be independent, responsible for ourselves, And the only way we're going to do that is to start getting active, from younger kids all the way up into, you know, whomever. We all just need to start being a part of this.
It seems like we're getting into a society that just accepts things. And if it doesn't touch me directly, I'm not going to get into it. And that, to me, is a huge mistake. We need to get everybody involved in what's going on in the city. You know, whatever tact you take, you still need to get into what's happening. You still need to have a say. I think it was only like only 38% of the voters, registered voters, voted in the last election.
Well, there's so much lack of knowledge going on, and you've got your radio station, which is fantastic. We've got the Tea Parties that put on debates and forums and whatnot. And not to harp on my subject here, but our community access station can do all of that stuff and more, get into their living rooms. It's such a tool where we can educate people if we start getting to use it. And then we can use all those tools we have, you know, the radio stations, the newspapers, and the TV media. And we can really help our community to enrich and to thrive with the community involvement. But we've got to educate them. We've got to get the word out.
Well, that's like for everything in community involvement, and we need that. Hey, Sharon, we have to take a quick break here, but thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for the time, Carl.
You bet. No problem.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here in KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Hey, Rich, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine, and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's going to be clear today. It's going to be probably around 84. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo's. Did you see in Florida at the in outside Miami at MacDill Air Force Base. A man and a woman drove in, and in a vehicle. They didn't have all the proper ID, so they pull them over and they find all types of weapons there inside the vehicle. Military style uniforms, weapons were discovered in the vehicle after the two were detained. If it looked like, you know, just from, you know, they couldn't identify the types of weapons, but just looking at some of the film I saw, it was a, they had, it looked like 30-round magazines from like something that would fire a 5.56 or like an M16 type thing, type weapon. That's what it just appeared to be. It could have been something else. You know, maybe this will show up at, that they were just coming in to visit somebody on the base and they just happen to have all these weapons and that they have a legal right to do it. But, and then the other thing, of course, is the Democratic congressman, I believe he's out of South Carolina, that he was, that two college kids came up and said, do you support Obama's Obama's plans or his, you know, his administration? And it turns into, he grabs one of them, he keeps saying, you know, who are you, grabs him by the neck, grabs him by the arm. It was a very weird, weird thing going on there. And I could, you know, he looked like he was drunk. But then again, a congressman being drunk, especially from South Carolina, I'm not sure. And then, of course, the big thing from South Carolina is the young man who won the Senate nomination to run for the Democratic Party. And I believe his name is Green, who was a, they call him a veteran, an unemployed veteran. Well, part of the reason he's probably unemployed, when he was, when he left the service, it was under conditions less than honorable, according to what I've read in the paper. He doesn't have a job, as he said, and yet somehow he won the, in the primary, he won the Democratic primary nomination to run against the Republican down there for senator. And now the guy he beat, who was a former congressman, you know, he's raising the red flag and saying, anyway, how did he do this? How did, where did he get his $10,000 from? He never went to an event. He's never gone to a Democratic Party event. Who is the guy and how did he win? I don't know. You know, it's really interesting to see that he didn't spend any money. He didn't spend any money on campaigning throughout the state, and yet he won the Democratic nomination. It almost sounds like, can you hack into the computers for the counts there? Or are those the types that you just have to count each one of them individually? But I find it amusing. You know, they've had, they had him on TV, and every question they asked, he just kind of had this kind of a caught in the headlights look. And he said, well, you know, which events did you go to? Did you ever have a political event? And pretty much the answer was no. And where'd you, you know, where'd you get the money for this? Well, yeah, I had this money from when I was in the service. I saved it. I find this whole thing really, really amusing to have this happen, you know. But the most embarrassing thing would be is if, you know, if he continues to run and then he beats the Republican and and becomes the senator from South Carolina.
Is there something in the water down
there? I don't know. There's some weird things going on down there. You know, they've got their – that was their governor that went down to Argentina because he lost his soulmate, and they were telling everybody he was on the – you know what? Yeah, he was in the Appalachian Trail. Yeah, that's a – I've never heard it that called that before. But the thing about it, you've got that, and then you got the other one that's running for governor, I think, and they've accused her – all these people standing up and accusing her of two guys – of having a physical relationships with her, you know, right before the election. She won that one. I don't know. Maybe it's just South Carolina this year. You know, I could say it's, you know, they could point out here to us, and it's always us. I mean, California is, I mean, we've always got weird things going on out here. but it's just, it just seems a little strange all that stuff's happening at one time. And, you know, and I have to say is that, you know, the guy that won the nomination for the Democratic Party to run for Senate there is, you know, this could be, they don't know what to do with it. Everybody ignored him. One person wrote, I think, a week before the election, said, hey, do you all know who this man is? Because nobody else does. And yet there was, you know, he garnered a lot of votes. And do you do that just by saying, I'm a veteran? But who would know that? Because he never put anything out. Weird week in politics, you know. It's a weird week in politics. The Gulf Project, the president's going to talk about that tonight. at the same time, we're having our city council meeting, and I think there's going to be a lot of consternation going on during that, because as you follow it, they're talking about putting the on the agenda the vote for the changing how we're going to do retirement here in the city. That'll bring in a lot of people. The Veterans Museum is going to bring in a lot of people. The Turtle Bay Hotel question is going to bring in people. This should be a really an interesting and a volatile city council meeting, when most of the time they're pretty quiet. So it's worth taking your time to go down and see how the city works. It starts at 6 p.m. down at City Hall. I'm sure Bad Bob will go down there and want to film it.
Ken Murray says it's like watching sausage being made.
Well, yeah. Ken, in case you didn't hear that, Ken Murray's famous quote, it's like watching sausage being made. Unfortunately, the taxpayers, in many cases, we're starting to feel like sausage. Hey, have a great day today. It's going to be a great day. We're going to, our guest tomorrow will be talking about our political scene. We're going to be talking about some of the new businesses here in town. We're going to be talking about what's coming up this weekend. We're going to have a full week. Next week we're having, Congressman Herger will be on, among other people. We want to talk about the situation that's in the Capitol, but also in Sacramento, and then, of course, right here in our town. We'll talk about what happened in the city council meeting last night. This is Carl Lindebaugh and Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Even generals need water. Today's lesson in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live to explain.
Well, Lisa, here's the reception that General David Petraeus received shortly after he fainted during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. He left the hearing room under his own power and came back a few minutes later to the applause to explain himself.
It's a little bit lightheaded there. It wasn't Senator McCain's questions I attribute.
And while Petraeus said he was ready to continue, the chairman, Carl Levin, overruled him and recessed the hearing until tomorrow.
Rich, the commander-in-chief at a naval air station in Florida.
People need to know the Pensacola is still open for business.
Moments ago, President Obama calling the oil disaster in the Gulf an assault on our shores.
And we're going to fight back with everything that we've got. And that includes mobilizing the resources of the greatest military in the world.
He's wrapping up a two-day swing through the Gulf, preparing to head back to the White House for tonight's Oval Office address on the oil spill.